it was important for us. It was big. Like I say, Saturday was a bit of a non-event for us, really. It was a bit dull. We had enough possession. We didn't have anything to show for it, which is very unlike us. But yeah, we come here today. I thought, obviously, I'm not using an excuse. Injuries, the same squad as we had Saturday. And we knuckled down. We fought hard, and I thought from the first whistle, we were on the front foot.
Ebbsfleet had drawn 7 consecutive matches. They were unbeaten this season. They were unbeaten this calendar year. 32 game run. It had to come to an end at some time, and it's come to an end tonight. From the Aldershot Town's point of view, in terms of how you set about the game tactically, it looked very, very strong in the first 30 minutes particularly, and a deserved lead with a really well-worked goal, which you were involved in as well. I think it was a leave, wasn't it? You left it for Matt McClure. Just talk us through that goal.
Yeah, it was very well worked. Matt, he didn't say anything, but I just know he was there. Chris played a good ball down the channel. And Matt's done brilliant. He's beat his guy inside the box and just rolled it across the box of Rowe, who put it away nicely. So it's fast-flowing football that we're probably known for, that hasn't been around recently. But like you say, we had a plan. We set up. Everyone knew their jobs, and we were setting up to spring off them. Really, play a little bit more into myself a little bit earlier. It doesn't mean us to get launch ball, but it was a little bit earlier, and then we can play off the second balls in there with Jim running on, and obviously Matty and Roby as well being brilliant in there. And I think, like you say, the first half hour we were very effective at that, and like I said, we tried to manage the game a little bit the last 15, and they got a little foothold in the game, which they're due to because they're a home team and we had to show a bit of respect. And they obviously had a lot of set pieces, especially first half, that caused a few problems. We had a few last-ditch tackles and stuff like that, but I thought the boys grind through it, and obviously the clean sheet, Coley and Cow and the rest of the back four deserved that tonight because I thought they were brilliant.
Just tell us what the management steer was really at half time, because you say Ebbsfleet got a little bit back into it in that last 15 minutes, and I've never yet seen Gary Waddock say go and hold on to that 1-0, to that 1-0 lead. But what was the approach second half? The game was a bit scrappy, and to some extent with a narrow lead that suited Aldershot Town.
Yep, like I say, it didn't need to be pretty on our behalf. They're at home, they're 1-0 down. The longer we keep that at 1-0, that we knew the game would open up, and then we'd spring off them again, because that's where our strengths lie. At times in second half, I thought we'd done it very well. I think we managed the game fairly well second half, and obviously Adam put a great ball in for the second goal, and I managed to knock it away, and it gives us that little bit of leeway heading in the last 15-20 minutes.
Well, that's very modestly put, but let's just focus in on that moment a little bit. Somebody tweeted in and said Edison Cavani Rendell scored the scored the second goal tonight. Mark Butler in commentary mentioned the word Zola in the same sentence as Rendell. But have you scored many goals like that in your career? I mean, you did the most effective thing to do as you overran the ball, didn't you?
Yeah, I kind of made eye contact in it. Just set up there, set up for a left foot, whipping in, like the wind was going that way, if you like. You don't want to be whipping the ball away from goal. So I've tried to make Adam get on it, and I thought it was kind of like head height, but you adjusted your body and managed to get enough on it, front stick, and it's ended up on the back of the net, which is for me massively pleasing, because it was starting to get to me. As much as people say it doesn't, my season has to start now, and I have to play a big part in scoring goals for this team the longer the season goes on.